You're about to hear some of the most beautiful recorded sounds that I've heard in a long time. It's the recorder quartet Boreas, who are an all-female recorder quartet based in Bremen. Now, the repertoire is the Basevi Codex from the early 16th century court of Margaret of Austria. So that's Agricola, Pierre de la Rue, Comper, Albrecht, Ockeghem. It's mostly French-texted secular music, but some Latin sacred music as well. And there's this recorder quartet, and then for certain numbers in the codex, they're joined by the German soprano Dorothee Miltz. And Miltz has a wonderfully straight tone that blends perfectly with the straight tone of the recorders. And we'll hear now a lively song, Scaramella, by Loisec Compère. It's based on a popular song, and it's light-hearted, and it has some nonsense syllables in it. Anyway, Scaramella parties in elegant shoe and boot and goes off to war with lance and shield. Fabulous articulation from Jinju back at the top of the Bremen recorder quartet. They play 20 different recorders between them of different sizes, and they alter the textures according to the music they play and the text that it carries. So you get low sounds for deep, mournful music and higher sounds, as you've just heard, for lighter texts such as Scaramella.
And the sheer variety of recorder sounds is impressive and engaging. But Dorothee Miltz, she feels like the perfect choice to go with them, doesn't she?
Yeah, she absolutely does, because she does what they do, which is that she's able to produce a variety of tone colours, albeit with a really quite straight voice, but she can produce a variety of tone colours to suit what the recorders are doing. And it's the controlled virtuosity I love about it. You've just heard some wonderfully virtuosic playing from the recorder quartet. They could do that all the time. But they don't, because they want to save it for special moments. I think it's a problem, isn't it, if you're that good. I'm not that good. That's the point. So if I could do that, I would do it all the time. But but I can't do that. They can, but they choose not to. And that's where the real art in this disc lies. And also the juxtaposition of certain tracks so that you never get bored with a particular texture and there's not too much of the singing all butted up against it. It's just a very, very good concept, and it shows off some wonderful music very, very well. And they seem to do it so naturally.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect from this at all. And it was an absolute delight. I just couldn't take it.
Have
it,
I converted you to the recorder?
I didn't need that much persuasion. But Jeremy, you're obviously really taken with this. It's the Bassevi Codex. It's on the Audite label, just released.